The Secrets of Women Lawyers Who Sell Well is an audio presentation of proven results and best practices by best-selling author Linda McDermott. Linda is a well-known professional executive coach who has trained over 1,000 professionals on how to sell their expertise and services. This audio presentation is available on CD at www.lindamcdermott.com. That's www.lindamcdermott.com. Let's listen to an excerpt from this presentation that Linda has given to women lawyers around the country.
So how did I happen to start on this research journey to discover the secrets of women lawyers who are successful at business and practice development? I've been teaching and coaching professionals such as lawyers, auditors, consultants, tax advisors on how to build their business and grow their practices for the last 20 years. And I myself run my own business and must market and sell myself and my firm's capabilities every day. In 2003, we were asked by the DuPont Women Lawyers Network to do a one-day conference on how to market yourself. It was a tremendous success, and it opened up my eyes to a group of professionals with whom we hadn't done much work, women lawyers. It also exposed me to some of their biggest concerns that fell under the umbrella of this question I heard them asking: do I have to do the things that male lawyers do to market myself? Or, as one of them said, do I have to do drinks and dinner and play golf to be successful at business development? So, after that experience, I decided to embark on a journey to uncover the secrets of success for women lawyers who sell well, my working title for this research project. My goal is not to look specifically for the gender differences between men and women lawyers who are successful at business development. In other words, I'm not assuming there are differences. I just want to know who these successful women are and what is the difference that makes a difference in their success. So these then are the three key beliefs we've uncovered in our success profile research with women lawyers. First, they believe they must set goals, career goals, business development goals, and these must translate into annual goals, monthly goals, and daily goals. This is how they measure and monitor their success. They believe they must allocate time to proactive new business development activities and maintaining good client relationships. And finally, they believe they must identify some practice area that is unique to who they are, their passion, and their skills, and that this should be the calling card they proudly sell. Before I move on from beliefs, I want to share some research that we have done on the competencies of professional women who are engaged in the selling role that was validated by our research with the successful women lawyers. We have used over the years in our coaching and training a survey called the Sales Performance Analysis that was designed by the Management Research Group. This analysis assesses an individual's strengths and weaknesses in the competencies of selling. Here are the results for a group of 200 professional women that includes accountants, lawyers, tax professionals, and so forth. Women who took this survey score the highest in these areas: strategic, tactical, empathy, and customer focus. And their strongest motivation for selling is because of the sense of belonging it creates with their clients. In terms of the lowest scoring areas, they are optimistic, persistent, aggressiveness, production. They're also not motivated by selling for selling's sake or by materialism. So, armed with this information, I asked the successful women lawyers these two questions. If there was one characteristic of women, perhaps different from men, that helped women be successful in business development, what is it? And they said, women listen better. That ties, by the way, to the high empathy skill. I then asked the question, what holds them back from being successful at business development? And here were their words. They're scared of asking for the business. They fear rejection. They take it personally, and they don't want to self-promote, just like some of those women lawyers I told you about earlier. These issues are related to what is also called the good girl, good student syndrome. Research has shown that despite outperforming boys and getting great grades and academic accolades in school, once women enter the workforce, they are still not getting promoted at the same pace as men. Some studies blame women's lack of ambition. Others cite, probably more accurately from my experience, women's reluctance and even their unwillingness to self-promote. In fact, I was recently talking to a friend of mine at Deloitte, one of the major accounting firms, about my research, and she said, "Oh, let me give you an example of what I just observed last week." They were in the middle of their performance review process, and in her practice are 10 partners, 4 of whom are women, 6 of whom are men. On a scale of 1 to 5, all 4 of the women evaluated themselves as a 3. All 6 men evaluated themselves as a 4 or a 5. They were obviously not concerned about self-promotion. So another belief that successful women lawyers have is a belief in themselves, a belief that they deserve to not only be in the game, but a belief that they can, in fact, become a star player in the game.
You have just listened to an excerpt from Linda McDermott's presentation on The Secrets of Women Lawyers Who Sell Well. If you would like to hear more, you can purchase the full presentation at lindamcdermott.com. That's lindamcdermott.com. Or if you want to talk to Linda directly about making a similar presentation or conducting business development coaching or training programs, you can reach her at Equipro International, 212-573-9046 in New York City.